Hello, welcome to If Anyone Cares, episode 49. I'm your host, not Riley, David DeVille, at I Am David DeVille on Instagram. I'm going to plug myself now early while you still have people listening and I haven't scared them off. And I just wanted to kind of play up the fact that Riley's not hosting this show today. So, without further ado, it's the man with the luxurious head of hair. It's the man that does not leave a participle dangling, doesn't trip over his own spit while talking, as you'll hear me do. It's the one and only Riley James. How are you today, sir?
I am fantastic. That was a 90-second intro. It was quite incredible.
I could have made it much more incredible. It says on my notes, introduce Riley colorfully.
Colorfully, yeah. So the premise of what we're trying to do here today is I have 48 of these where I talk to people about what they do. And it occurred to me that a lot of people don't know anything about me. And I asked Dave, as one of the most well-spoken people I know, to do this. And it feels as if I'm giving up control in a way where, like, you've driven my car on multiple occasions.
You know what? Let me rock your baby. I'll put her right to sleep. And watch it, Buckaroo. This is my show today. I'll conduct business. Anyway.
That's a good host.
A lot of cool things have happened with the number 49. Super Bowl 49. This is episode 49, and Super Bowl 49 is where the Seahawks didn't run it from the one-yard line. Let's see. What else do I know about 40? Oh, NATO was brought together in 19. It was formed in 1949. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization was 1949. And I think that had a lot to do with the Russians actually getting a bomb, you know. But here we are in 2020, where we're more afraid of someone not wearing a mask than nuclear winter. So let's unpack Riley, though, not 2020.
No, hold on. This is just ridiculous. Threw out a couple 49 facts. Threw out a very topical situation with 2020 and masks. And then threw out the idea of, hey, Americans are more worried about wearing things on their face than a nuclear winter. Boom, let's talk about you.
Yeah. This is my show today.
Yeah, I get that. I feel as if before you, as a great host, come back, like, took the show back from me. I feel like this is you driving my car, and it feels
like... Is it reckless?
It's not reckless yet, but I always have this sense of fear. Like, if you mess this up, I have to clean it up.
Yeah, well, here we are.
It's always my fault if you wreck my car or my show.
Yes, I am at David DeVille 12345678 9 on Instagram. I just changed my handle, and you can go find me there.
Did you really?
No, I didn't.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, they can find all the mess with that made-up account. Anyway, the Riley that I know has a going list of band names, a running list of band names. You got to laugh into the mic so they can hear you.
I'm a professional. I know how to do this.
He has a running list of band names on his phone. We'll be sitting at an undisclosed location that has not paid us to name it. And
eating some wingies. We'll say
eating
that.
Chicken wings. That's right. We love, because chicken wings can't pay us to brand them. But the
big
people who sell them in restaurants can. We'll be eating chicken wings at undisclosed locations. And he'll pull out the phone and open up his band names note page. And he's got a running... Can you read some of those to us? Can you pull the phone out and go through some of your favorites? I'm not going to say make a top 10 or anything, but let's just... We'll be eating or drinking. Or drinking Dr. Pepper is what I drink. And
thank you for the distinction.
Yeah. Oh, wait, they didn't pay us. Drinking a certain dark cola.
Dr. Pepper paid me once on the show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they paid for episode 17.
Episode 17, Dr.
Yeah.
Pepper.
The live at the WAPT.
And so we'll be enjoying our meal and our refreshing beverage. And see, you wouldn't have done that. You're the professional.
Yeah, no. Okay, so we talked about this a little bit on episode 44 with Denny, and we had like gone through some, I'll run through some of the ones we came up with during Hurricane Laura.
Ooh, do well, share.
Hurricane edition. So we have, the sun is hot on my back.
Yes, it was.
It was very, very hot. 17 needles of heroin.
I don't think I'd listen to that band.
Probably not. Salt off our bodies.
Oh.
We were cleaning up a pool, and we were just covered in salt. Like, you can see the salt on our body. And I was wiping the salt off my body. So I made it a, you know, a collective thing. It was great. Circle of influence.
Man.
Circle of circulation.
Circle of circulation.
Yeah, and, you know, the whole...
Dude, so many people would listen to that.
It's a
it already has a cult following.
COC, bro. COC. Every day is Friday, because when you're cleaning up hurricane stuff, you have no idea what day it is.
Dude, I saw a meme. It said Hurricane Laura came in, took away our houses and our days.
Light lavender blush.
Light lavender blush.
Great one. If interpretive dance was a drawing. One of my favorite ones. A small space of opportunity.
Ooh.
Illegal touch.
Whoa.
Which is also a football penalty that we got a really good laugh at. We were all kind of sitting down watching football on a Sunday, because the NFL started a few weeks after Hurricane Laura. So we're all sitting down and watching football just for some sense of normalcy. And there was an illegal touching penalty, and my mother thought it was the most hilarious thing. So I'm like, that's a good band name, Illegal Touch.
Yeah, and the NFL is just laden with innuendo. It can be disgusting if you don't know what's happening.
Yeah, and that's the very roughness. I'll pass that one up, because that's not appropriate for a PG-13 show.
That'll be episode 50.
Episode 50. Communication is lubrication.
All right, carrying on to the next note that I have. I thought I would be the wild card in this show, and it turns out it's Riley.
Well, I mean, I'm the guest. I have no rules.
What's your resume look like? What makes Riley qualified to run a sports interview podcast?
Well, it's not really a sports show, is it?
You know what? You're exactly right. I don't know why I said sports. What's your education look like?
What's my education look like? I went to high school a little bit.
Did you go 4 years?
I went 4 school years. Did I go the days I attended school did not equal 4 years.
Okay, I understand.
They equaled about 2.5.
But you did get a high school diploma?
I do have a diploma. It's sitting on top of my dresser.
It took you a while to remember where it is. I can tell it's very important.
Yeah, no, it's on top of my dresser.
It's framed?
It's still in the case.
Oh, okay.
Because we got the case on graduation day.
Yeah.
They don't want to give students an opportunity to do
something. I notice you're not wearing your class ring.
I'm not, because I'm about to graduate college, and that's not something.
Okay, college.
College senior does. Are you just looking for segues?
I'm just digging for segues.
So college, I go to Full Sail University. I'm a senior. I'll graduate June of 2021, and I'm going for sports broadcasting. So a very specific field where if I fail, I really don't have a backup plan.
Ooh,
so it's pretty great.
So this isn't like a quarterback option. This is we're handing off, going up the middle.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's a draw play.
It's not an RPO.
Yeah, no.
This is not a sports show, anyways. Run pass option. No, but. If it's a very specialized field, I would recommend the school to anyone. But yeah, I go to Full Sail University in Orlando, Florida.
So then you must have started this show while you were in high school.
Mm-hmm. I started the first iteration of the show, because a lot of people don't know that it's two separate entities, If Anyone Cares. And this is quote unquote, If Anyone Cares 2.0.
Oh.
So the first iteration of the show started in April of 2017.
April of 2017. That's quite a while ago. That was a whole coronavirus ago.
Yeah.
It
a
was
a whole lot of everything ago.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So bring me back to April of 2017. Was there like a long period where it was like a year where you were, I'm going to put this show together? Or did it just happen? Was it March and you were like, I'm going to do this?
Let me take you back to February 1st, 2017.
This is getting highly specific.
So February 1st, 2017. Let's take you back to 8:17 a.m. I wake up from a deep slumber. It's a Thursday, and I am not going to school. It's a Thursday in February in non-pandemic times. I was a junior in high school. I was supposed to be at school. And I said, I'm not going to go today. Because me and my father had made plans to go to Houston, as Super Bowl 51 was in Houston and they had media week. So what I decided to do, I, you know, pretty much hassled my dad to be able to, like, hey, let's get tickets and go. Let's figure out some type of way to get there. So we ended up buying tickets and going on the Thursday before Super Bowl 51 to go to Houston. And we get there and it's just this magical place of corporate sponsorships and television cameras and fenced off, you know, areas where people can't go because television people are doing television things. And I was just amazed by it. And I saw all the people I ever dreamt of seeing during this Super Bowl week. You know, I'd watched the Super Bowl week for years and years and years. And to be able to be at one of those, because, you know, TV stations and radio stations go there all week long because it's a big old deal for the NFL.
Right.
So I get to be there, and we go on Radio Row, and we go in the television district, and I get to, you know, meet Katie Nolan and Krista Thompson, some of my, you know, the people I watch on television every single day. You know, Jerome Bettis was a couple feet from me, you know, the bus. Yeah, you know, Kurt Menefee, the dude who hosts the Fox pregame show for the NFL, his hands are massive. Got to shake his hand and speak to him. So it was all these people I watch in relation to the NFL and other sports. Colin Cowherd, I saw him across the way.
Oh, wow.
And this is just me being a sports nerd, but like watching all these people really made me want to get there. It made it real for me that this is an opportunity, that these people get to do this because they worked really hard. So for me, I needed an outlet where I can start to work and start to get the reps out of the way. So fast forward 6 weeks from that day, I get everything approved. And 2 weeks after that, I'm hosting my first show.
Wow. So then I'm going to strike Super Bowl 51 from my notes. I wanted you to tell us about that. And I want to ask you now, how did the name come to be, If Anyone Cares?
Oh, If Anyone Cares. So I was between two names, and I was hosting a thing on Periscope at the time called The Cool Down. We had a pretty good, decent amount of people who watched them, like 20, 25 people live, which is really good if you were as small as I was on Twitter at the time, you know, 200 followers. So I hosted the thing called The Cool Down, and I thought about bringing that into the podcast, calling it The Cool Down.
Yeah.
And it was in the shower where I'm thinking about this.
That's where all great thoughts come from.
I was thinking about this, and I was in the shower and really kind of going back and forth with myself about what we're going to do. And all of a sudden I thought back to a television program that me and my mother watched the day before. And in a lot, like one of the most pivotal lines in the show was, you know, this, that, and the other, If Anyone Cares. I'm like, well, that's a good line. And then I really started thinking about it. When I thought of If Anyone Cares, and this is all happening like a 5 minute span in the shower. When I think about If Anyone Cares, I see a bunch of blue clouds and like the name of the clouds, like If Anyone Cares, you know, this whole idea for me is like kind of coming from the clouds with this, you know, it's my head's also in the clouds dreaming about what I can do one day, but I'm also coming from the clouds out of nowhere, you know, kind of dropping in from the sky. It's like, here's my podcast. I'm going to be big one day. And so I had this double entendre of like the symbolism on this side, and for me being such a, you know, 17 years old, or yeah, I was 16 at the time, and I really, really wanted to push this forward. So we decided on If Anyone Cares, and the whole cloud thing came to be. Jack Hoover was actually the first person who made the art, and it just kind of went from there.
Big shout out to Jack Hoover.
Yeah, just graduated college, by the way. Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats. That's awesome. I want to kind of lighten it up a little bit. But first, I want to ask you something that is kind of serious, but could be lighthearted at the same time. And I'm not going to care which way it goes. I'm going to lighten the mood after this, just so you know where we're going. If Anyone Cares had a mission statement, what would it be?
Oh my goodness.
What are you doing for the world or to the world or about the world?
If I could wrap this show up in a sentence, because that's essentially what a mission statement
is. If you say, if anyone cares, period.
No, I'm not that bland. We're not like Company X, which we also can't say their name. The mission statement of If Anyone Cares is we are a show that is whatever it needs to be that week. And I've said that quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I said that, I think it really came to be in episode 36. Looking back at it now, Mackenzie Thirdkill was the most listened to episode in the history of this podcast by a lot. It tripled what was previously number one. And she had mentioned that. She actually said that exact line to me. It's like, your show is whatever it needs to be. Because she was on episode 15 and episode 36, and they were completely different. One was like this lighthearted, funny riffing between friends for an hour. And this other one was deep dive into her depression and her, you know, addiction issues when she was, you know, a teenager in her early adulthood. It was whatever it needed to be that week. And I think it really came to this head in that episode. And really during the pandemic, we had PodVed 19, a very successful series. I think that's the most successful time frame of the show's history, is that second quarter of 2020, when I can just get anyone and everyone on the show, because everyone's locked in their house and bored.
Yeah.
And it that for me, it is, we are a show that is can be whatever it needs to be that week.
So your mission statement is, I'm the Batman.
Yeah, I'm a podcast vigilante.
Wow, that is amazing. I like that. I'm really glad that I asked that question. And you know, strangely enough, it wasn't lighthearted or serious. It was right where it needed to be. It was exactly what it needed to be.
Exactly. That's the whole point of the show, Dave.
Tell me about a time when you were most uncomfortable conducting an interview on If Anyone Cares.
I don't know if there's a moment where I was uncomfortable during the interview, but episode 9 is a redo. So episode 9, the original episode 9, the OG one, was done with this woman named Lindsay OK. She's a beat writer for the Ravens.
Did you say OK?
Yeah, her last name was OK. That's what she went by. Because, you know, she told the story on the show. I can say this because no one ever heard that show, but because it's gone forever. But the story that she told is there was like three Lindsays in her class, and one was, her last name starts with a K, and the other one's last name started with a K. So she went by OK, because that's her middle name and last name, first two initials.
And there it was born.
So Lindsay OK. And then she just kind of kept it, so no one really could find out information about her. You know, she's pretty attractive. Beat reporters, you know, that's a dangerous game to play if you're in sports and all this stuff.
People, Lindsay, if you need his number, hit me up.
No, I still have her number. She is almost married to someone very famous. Wow. So that's probably a no-go.
All right, Lindsay, I retract my statement.
Continue. Yeah, no. But anyways, trust me, I would never be with this woman anyways, because the most uncomfortable thing after the fact was she had some very, very racist and homophobic tweets.
Oh.
And I found that out and immediately started panicking.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Immediately started panicking because, like, this woman was on my show. And I didn't condone it, but like, someone who looks at that, it's right. Like, you let this woman on your show, and all the tweets and stuff came out like a day after the show.
Yeah, right.
So like, it happened in a very quick fashion. So I immediately deleted the show, made an apology. I think I even said it on episode 10 where like I explained the situation.
So in order of podcasts, if we go back in IAC, If Anyone Cares, it will go episode 8, episode 10.
No, I actually redid 9.
Okay.
I redid it with someone else, and it was this interesting thing, because I feel like there's a sense of closure for me after every show.
Yeah,
like, this show's over, let's move on to the next one. It felt weird doing the show. Not that I was uncomfortable or the guest was different, but it was uncomfortable in the fact that like I had the sense of closure, and now I have to go back, reopen this crate. And
I see.
So it was different. I actually don't know who replaced. I'm gonna look that up now. Why I filibuster, but no, it was just an interesting situation with her. We're like, I need to get this off immediately.
Wow. That, That is awesome. And I'm sure there's plenty of more of that in your background, and we're here to unpack it. And I'm glad for that, because this is episode 49. We are going in front of episode 50, which, by the way, is going to be amazing. If you're listening, I want you to come back and listen to episode 50. It's going to be 10 times better than this. First of all, I won't be there. You're welcome.
And I love self-deprecating jokes in my host. That's my whole like shick. That's great.
The old joke, would you take $50,000 if the person you hate most got $100,000? And the response is, yeah, why wouldn't I want $150,000? I hate myself the most. Anyway, episode 50 is going to be amazing. Riley already conducted the interview for 50. And
all four interviews.
Four interviews.
Yeah,
oh.
It's 20 minutes of each of the most listened to guests.
Whoa. Hold on. Let's not give the show away, right? I mean, this is my show today.
That's fair. You can do what you want. I was just trying to plug the show that I'm actually hosting.
Oh, you're going to do a better job of it because you're the professional. Okay, we'll have this talk off camera.
Hey, by the way, episode 9, the redo, was live at the U.S. Open Cup final. By the way, it was to Joe Kakajobe as the guest, and then James Calafa.
Oh.
It was downtown Houston, Texas at the Four Seasons Hotel. It's probably the most luxurious place I've ever done a show.
Is that a fact?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, second to this.
I hope you put some camera footage up so people see. And what you can't see is, would you define the lamp in this room as ugly or not?
The orange one right here?
Yes, that thing.
It's not great.
No, it's definitely not great. Would it be ugly? Let me describe it to you if you can't see it. First of all,
this is very visual.
It is high gloss. It is super high gloss. You can almost see reflection in it, but it is also a candy orange color. It is almost like a pumpkin, but like a squash and a pumpkin had an evil baby, and they put a lampshade on top of it. And it looks like it probably weighs 1,000 pounds, but it's only a foot tall. And I don't know. You know, I've gone a bad way, Riley. This is about you, not the lamp.
No, the lamp is ugly. Yeah. I will definitely
it's ugly.
It's a bad orange. If it was maybe darker orange.
Lumiere is disgusted.
Yeah, it's not great. Nevertheless.
So I know you like these to last a long time. These podcasts, well, longer than 25 minutes. We're at the 25-minute mark now. And I have in my notes, what does IAC, what does If Anyone Cares, look like in 2 or 5 or 10 years? What should we expect?
I am...
So take your time. We have another hour.
You're not the one that's going to have to edit this. Me personally, I graduate college, like I mentioned, in June.
Mm-hmm.
And do I want to continue this forward after I graduate? Absolutely. As far as the job that I get when I graduate,
right,
I don't know what that's going to look like. I don't know their, I don't know their policy. I don't know what they expect from us when we're not at work pretty much giving our media talents away for free.
That's right.
So I would love to continue this, and Fox, CBS, ESPN, and what is it? ABC is owned by ESPN, or ESPN is owned by ABC, rather. NBC.
There's
the other one I'm looking for. If you want to buy the rights to this beloved podcast of mine, you can always, when you hire me, also acquire the rights to that. So, no, but I mean, I would love to continue it, but depending on what happens with the job.
Yeah, I see that there's a lot that it's depending on.
Right.
And
so,
you know, I had not considered that.
If I can continue it independently, I will.
Right.
Because it's
not a sports interview podcast. That's
yeah,
right.
Like, we'll have guests on that are professional athletes, but I won't take it a sports way. Like, I just did an interview for 51 yesterday. I did 51 before I did 49. Imagine how I felt about that. if I'm talking about closure with each show, the 51 was with a professional athlete. I won't give away his name yet, but we didn't talk about sports hardly at all. We talked about, oh yeah, he got moved here and moved here and moved there. Okay, what's it like being a dad when you're away from your kid 17 times a year? Like that whole thing. So it's, you know, it's more the human side of the athlete. And look, TJ Graham came on the show, episode 14, and talked to us about how to do taxes. Right. He did his Canadian taxes and his American taxes.
Wow.
Because he was playing in Canada at the time. He was playing for the Montreal Alouettes. So, like, he had to do American and Canadian international taxes at 25, 26 years old. And he kind of explained the difficulty of that. You would never got that from, like, an NFL Network show or whatever.
You're exactly right. And I hope the podcast is still around in 10 years. I can say that with confidence. That is something I will hope for. Even in 8 years, I'll look back and say, I hope it's still on.
Mainly so you can go back and listen to your episode 41.
41 was the bomb.
Yeah.
We got rained on.
Did we?
Well, the building we were in got rained on. Oh, yeah,
the building did, but like we were dry.
No.
Yeah, that building is not great right now.
So tell me an interview where it took a turn that you could not have ever seen. And what I want to give you an example, and this may be the one you choose, I don't know, but I listened to your Cam Awesome interview. It's the second Cam. I think you had him on twice, and it was the second
three times.
Okay, well, it was the second one. And you started, and I was like, this interview, there's no way he could have envisioned it going this way. There's no possible way that you could have woken up and said, all right, this is exactly how it's going to go. And it went that way. And so what is an interview that just went wildly off the rails that you never saw coming? And that when you look back on If Anyone Cares, you say, man, I thought that was a duck, but it was an elephant.
Look, I'll say this about Cam. All three times he's been on the show, that guy, incredible.
Incredible.
He can make content. Like, we went, I think, an hour 45 one show of just me and him just going back and forth.
Incredible.
And I say this all the time, and me and Ryan Wintel are a perfect example of it. If you get two people that are just different enough, they can riff for like an hour and a half with zero problem. That's half of what we do with R&R. But me and Cam just kind of go, and he's a comedian. I like to think I'm a comedic podcaster that also has a serious side. And the story, are you talking about the podcast with the story of the cigarette and the marijuana thing? Or is that the other one?
That must've been the other
one. They all run together at this point.
Yeah.
No, but,
this one, I specifically remember him talking about girls who were heavy set in high school and college, but have lost the weight now that they're out of school.
Yeah.
That's what I remember most specifically.
That's a Cam Awesome specialty.
I tell you what, when I was listening to that, I thought there is no one else on planet Earth that could get away with saying what this man is saying right now.
So the thing with the question, the original question that you asked about the interview going a different way than I expected it to. So I had to on Charlie Hume for episode 30. He was the first original guest on If Anyone Cares back 3.5 years ago on the show that, you know, there's a whole story behind that I'll get to one day. But the OG show, he was on episode 6, the first one we had guests on. And he talked about, we had talked about him working for ESPN and Dan Le Batard and all these different things. Then I asked him, I was like, hey man, you're going on a road trip with your wife from DC to North Carolina. How's that been? And he's like, oh yeah, we broke down like halfway there. And we had to drive, you know, my Prius had an issue, and you know, we had to drive to a Toyota dealer in Bristol, Tennessee before we even got, like, we had to detour all this way, and I had to get a replacement, and it was a Toyota Tundra. I think I'm a truck guy now. And like the whole conversation just went from like this like Dan Le Batard thing immediately is like, okay, I'm a truck guy now. I'm like, okay, what do you like about the Tundra? How was it getting to North Carolina? And like all these different things. It just kind of went and flew off the rails in one of the most beautiful fashions I can think of, because that's what the show is essentially. It's like, we can talk about you and working and being a producer and doing all these things, but we can also talk about, hey man, how do you like your truck that you got stuck with?
Kind of the infamous side of famous people.
Right.
That's really cool.
And, you know, he explained, like, because it's a normal, everyday, normal person problem to have car issues. He had to go all the way to, you know, Bristol, Tennessee to be able to go swap out for a rental while they fixed his. And he's like, I think I might keep it. I'm a truck guy now. I was like, that's such a great tidbit that we wouldn't have got to. And I mean, it's a story that was fresh on his mind. And we just kind of did it. And it was great.
So are you a truck guy?
I'm not a truck guy. I also drive a Toyota. And we had joked throughout the show that Toyota should sponsor the show because we had talked about Toyota for like 20 minutes.
Hmm. If you're listening, Toyota.
Yep. And PLS Toyota. It was one of those things where he just kind of went with it and it was great. But
so your Toyota, did you name it?
I have never, you've driven her before.
And what's her name?
Ramona.
Ramona. Ramona the Corolla. Ramona, she's a Corolla, right?
Yeah. She's okay. Corolla, 2009.
Is she drives well, if anyone's wondering.
Well, no, she doesn't.
It's okay. She can't hear you.
You've been under her hood a lot. Dave's a car guy. I think we talked about that in the last show.
No, I'm a truck guy while we're talking.
Well,
about
no, but you like,
I know what you're saying.
Mechanic, part-time amateur mechanic.
Thank you.
But still great work and I pay him in wingies. But the thing with Ramona is actually I can tell this story because it happened on If Anyone Cares. So we had driven to Houston for episode 9 and, the 2018 U.S. Open Cup final was between the Houston Dynamo and the Philadelphia Union. It's a soccer tournament, a championship game for the soccer tournament that Houston's involved in. So we went to the game, and this is like a couple days before my 18th birthday. So I am pumped. It's going to be a great week. And, you know, everything's fine the way there. We go in, you know, go sit down, eat, watch the game, go interview players afterwards, and we get in the car, and we're both starving. You know, we hadn't eaten in several hours. We get to the game and eat immediately, but it had been so long because of the trophy presentation, the interviews and stuff after the game. So we get into a car at 11 o'clock, you know, go to Whataburger, go to Burger King and grab some food. And we drive and get back on Interstate 10 to come back to Lake Charles. And I start having issues. And we blew a head gasket. We ruined a water pump. And that's when you and I first met because we got home at 3 a.m. and I met you at that same gas station we pulled into to drop my car off at 7:15.
Was that a Sunday morning that I met you?
That was a Thursday morning.
Okay.
Because the game was on a Wednesday.
Thursday.
And then my birthday was that following Friday, the next day.
So, I do remember. I remember, I don't know if y'all know this or not, but I attend church on Thursdays and Sundays. And I remember it was a church day that I met you. We had some things happening at the church that I was obligated to, and I had to hurriedly replace his water pump. I remember that.
Yeah, that was the first time we met. I was exhausted, and it was just you made a joke to me in the auto parts store.
I remember that.
And you're trying to stick money in my pocket. And I was trying to, no, you gave me money. I was trying to stick it back in your pocket.
That's right.
And you said, quit trying to trust my butt. And the auto part worker walked up, stood up straight and had his eyes like wide. He's like, what is going on here? And then you didn't address it. You just continued the transaction.
Yeah. And I remember when we were walking away, I said loudly enough that he could hear, he's just jealous. Oh,
what
yeah.
What a moment in time.
That was our first time to meet. I remember now.
Yeah.
You tried to put money in my pocket. Yep.
Yeah.
Well.
That's good. I'm glad we got that. No, but I mean, that's one of the more fond memories I have of the show. I mean, weirdly enough, we had done the show and tried to come back and the car breaks down. And we did episode 29 for my car, I believe. Episode 29, where we did a, or not 120, it was 26. 26 for my car. It was my 19th birthday. So about a year later, we did it for my car coming back from Houston.
Wow. And so for everyone listening, I think this question is not pertinent. But for the ladies listening, is Riley single?
No,
is he?
Trust me, all the women, the available women that I would be into, stop listening at 15 minutes.
Okay, we're at the 37 minute mark, so it's all the married men that are listening now.
Yeah.
If any of you married guys know a pretty single lady, it's the holiday season, so she has to be single and ready to jingle.
Oh.
Yeah, you like that?
Yeah. I don't know how topical that's going to be in 4 months when somebody goes. But it is December 21st at the time of recording, or 22nd rather.
It's the 22nd. Yeah, yeah. We just saw Saturn and Jupiter. Did you go out and see the Christmas star last night?
I did not.
Oh, the Great Conjunction, it was called.
Yeah, I really wish I would have, but
it was only visible for about 2 hours there before it went under the horizon.
Yeah, I was very, very busy yesterday. Mm. So, you know, we'll see it again in 74 years.
Well, if you did see it, tweet in some of your pictures so that Riley can see it because he missed it.
He's such a great podcast.
And also, you can DM him with a link to her page if she's single and ready to jingle.
At Riley James IAC on Twitter and Instagram. You can
at Riley James IAC.
Yeah, Riley James, if anyone cares. Riley James is taken by at Riley Jameson. Or Riley Jameson has Riley James, and I'm really mad about it because it's not even his name. Jameson is not James. My name is James.
Wow.
His is Jameson. He has at Riley James on all platforms. I'm really upset about it.
You know, I feel like this is not the time to face that.
I've offered him money.
Wow.
Because I want him really bad. I want all those handles really, really bad.
Wow. I'm not going to ask you how much money, but was it handsome?
It was pretty good amount of money.
Oh, my goodness.
It's pretty good.
So, at Riley James, if you're listening.
Please. A plea into the camera, please.
I will give you 50% of his offer on top of his offer.
Do you want to buy? Right, James, and sell it to me for such a large amount of money. No, that's ridiculous, Dave.
Yeah, here we are.
Yeah.
Now,
what else do you want to know?
I really wanted to know if you were single.
I am single.
And yeah, there it is. Okay.
That was with just the tiniest hint of sadness.
Wow.
I'm actually not sad. I got a lot going on. I would be a terrible boyfriend.
Okay, how old are you, Ryan?
I'm 20. I had to think about that. I almost said 19.
20.
Yeah.
And what does 21-year-old Riley, do for a living?
21-year-old Riley.
Christmas of 2021. What's he doing?
At Fox Sports. Hi.
We're plugging a lot of people here.
Hi, Fox. No, at Christmas 2021, I'd really like to work for a television network. Whether it's one of the, you know, local things of the big parent companies like Fox and NBC or ABC, I'd like to work at.
So in your mind, is that kind of the progression of TV broadcasters? They start at local and then work into something regional and then work into something a little more national?
Yeah. I mean, for me, I feel like I've already done the groundwork to go straight to regional.
Mm-hmm.
Or as the community joke, regionals are this close. I'm sorry, it was a community reference. Different podcast for that. We are always filled with just community references. My favorite show of all time. But no, I feel like I've done the groundwork and done enough games. I've done 50 plus games for Major League Soccer. I've done, you know, 10 other events on top of that through golf and college basketball and all these different things. I feel like I've done the groundwork to skip the local level.
Mm-hmm.
And just go straight into the regional level.
Okay.
So whether it be a smaller market like Houston or Kansas City or Minneapolis, I'm not going to go obviously straight to Los Angeles, but I'd like to work in a small to medium sized market, which, you know, the cities that is named Orlando, Houston, Minneapolis, Arizona.
Yeah. I know there's a special place in your heart for Orlando.
I love Orlando.
Can you kind of just brush up against that? Tell me why?
Orlando is
where I go to school.
Obviously, Full Sail University. Shout out, go Jets. And then my favorite soccer club of all the time is Orlando City. So Orlando is just, it's filled with a bunch of special places in my heart. Orlando was my first vacation I ever took. You know, my parents finally had enough money to go on vacation.
What, Universal Studios?
Disney and Universal and Daytona.
Wow. I
went to Daytona for a day and a half. It was awesome. But, you know, just that was my first vacation at like 6 or 7 years old. And then, you know, obviously Orlando City and where I go to school. And it's just, I mean, it's a feel good city. You got the Magic and Orlando City. Two teams that really don't get talked about a lot, but are like, have a lot of really, you know, players you can root for, you know?
Right.
So for me, I always kind of found this beauty in the city, and it's called the City Beautiful. And from the few small moments I spent there as a child, I remember seeing just this overarching kind of a glow and pride in the community.
Right.
And it's
right.
come out through different people I know that live there, and they all love it very, very much. But I have a special place in my heart for Orlando. I cannot wait to graduate in Winter Park, Florida, which is, Winter Park's actually a city within a city. Winter Park is in Orlando.
To me, Winter Park, Florida sounds kind of like an oxymoron.
Yeah, it's counterproductive.
Yeah, Winter, Florida. I just don't see those going hand in hand. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the Florida man will attack me now because I said that.
Yeah.
Riley, it's been 44 minutes. Is it too early to go into a lightning round? How would you feel about plugging episode 50 for me and... Because you're the professional.
I am the professional. So episode 50 will be a show with me and four people that, you know, people who listen to the show know very well. Cam Awesome, Anna Bellinghausen, Mackenzie Thirdkill, and Vienna Dollar all gave me 20 minutes of their time. And we are going to put it out in January 2021. It's the first show of this magical new year that doesn't have a pandemic and hurricanes and everything. So we're gonna send that out early January. Is going to be just them talking about the time of the show, what the show means to them. It's gonna be a celebration of what we've done.
Sounds like it's going to be awesome.
I cannot wait for it. You know, 20 minutes each.
So you've already got to hear these interviews. You know what this is going to be.
Yeah, if you, on the laptop you're using, I have the edit notes for each of the interviews.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds like it's going to be awesome. I will be sure to be tuning in, and I hope everyone else listening will be too. Riley, are you afraid of the lightning round?
I am terrified of the lightning round. So... I will try to say this, you know, it has been an absolute pleasure to sit here with you, Dave. Like I said, at Riley James IAC, at if anyone cares _ on Twitter, at Riley James IAC, Twitter and Instagram, at I am David DeVille on Instagram as well for Dave. And it's just been an absolute pleasure to sit here with you, Dave. I'm super excited that you hosted and.
I'm glad. I'm glad.
I feel good about it. I feel like we had a good show.
Yeah, it was. I didn't get you in any trouble, I think. And that was my aim.
You know.
As long as I don't fall flat on my face, I'm good. I don't mind sliding across the ground a little bit on my butt. As long as my face is not marred. Lightning round.
Oh, okay. I thought I ended the show. Cool. Dope. Let's go.
Hardy har har.
Can we just talk about one thing before getting lightning round? So this is obviously audio only podcast. Can we talk about like just how you can't tell if it's day or night in this room? There's no windows. It's 5:20.
Yes,
it should be getting
it's
dark.
17:20. Yes. I feel like if we're gonna use so everyone knows it is 5:20 in the PM. Riley, do you know what AM and PM stand for?
I'd be lying if I said I did.
If you have stuck around this long. If you're listening at the 46-minute mark,
hold on.
I would like to drop this on you.
This is an educational podcast. I've been saying this for 49 episodes. Teachers that are hungover after a night of too much fun on a Tuesday with your colleagues, you can slap on this podcast for 45 minutes.
Boom.
And that's your education.
Yeah, and here's the test question. Do you know what AM and PM stand for? AM stands for anti-meridian, A-N-T-E. Like before.
Yeah.
Meridian. Meridian means middle.
Yeah, or against anti. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then you have PM, which is post-meridian.
Yeah,
post. So post-middle of the day, post-noon. Anti-meridian and post-meridian.
That would be my... If I was a rapper, I'd be post-meridian.
But, well...
Yeah.
I think we'd probably get sued by the other post-M.
Yeah, well, I mean, I changed it 25%. I'm good.
Okay, there you go. Perfect. Yeah. You're right. I have no clue what it's like outside.
Because it should be getting dark right now, but you can't ever tell.
No, yeah, this is, and I'm kind of overwhelmed by it now that you've pointed it out. I'm looking everywhere like I am totally enclosed in here.
Bright fluorescent lights and a, what would you say this is? A 10 by 15? 10 by 15 room with a locked wooden door. You just can't tell. So, yeah.
And don't tell anyone we were here, by the way, Riley. Like I said, it's not borrowed.
Yeah, it's also not borrowed, so that's good.
we're just using it, yeah. Occupying it. Lightning round, you did not get away from it. If you had to lose everything, including the clothes you're wearing, to go to space, would you do it?
Absolutely not.
I really expected you to say yes.
I mean, if I had to lose everything, including all of my clothes,
now, you don't have to go to space naked, but I mean, you get a spacesuit. But when you come back, everything's gone.
Am I nude in the spacesuit?
Of course.
Then what? Okay, so if I come back, is
you know
Earth,
what?
Is
what,
Earth,
are, what are astronauts wearing under the spacesuit?
It's probably just white cloth. It's like a it's like the Christmas pajamas that are all, but it's like the button straight down. Yeah, it's that.
So you're not doing it.
I mean, is Earth gone when I get back, or is all my
No. You come back, and you are what you are now, but you have nothing.
I feel like I'd be super famous if I went to space.
See, that's kind of like the trade-off, right?
I mean, I got a lot of really nice stuff now, though.
Yeah, I mean, you lose this fancy laptop, these microphones, the camera. It's all gone. You don't even get that. Is that a cardigan that you're wearing?
No, it's a quarter zip.
It's a quarter zip. You don't even get your black quarter zip. It's nice, too. There's not a piece of lint on it anywhere.
Thanks.
That is nice.
Thanks, man. I knew about camera today. No, man, because there's too many variables. I don't know. I might die.
Okay. All right. Would you rather fight 100 angry house cats or one full-grown cheetah? It's all 100 at the same
you
time.
Yeah, I figured that. Angry house cats, man.
You're barehanded.
I don't think I can fight one angry house cat. So I think I have a better chance with a cheetah. I gotta just get behind it. 100 angry house cats. Have you met an angry house cat? They're the worst. I can't take 100. I can barely take one. So I'm going to go with a cheetah.
All right, cheetah, me. Final answer. What is the more heartless way to break up with someone? Ghosting or it's not you, it's me?
Well, considering I've never broken up with anyone, I can't know. I've never been broken up with either. I've actually never been in a long-standing relationship. So...
in your opinion.
In my opinion, ghosting or it's not you, it's me. I've had both happen to me as far as like trying to get in a relationship. And I would say
like you were talking to them and they were like zip, all done, over, yeah. But you aren't in a relationship.
Yeah. Just you know, kind of going through the first couple of steps. I would say probably it's not you, it's me.
That's the more heartless thing to do.
It's not really heartless. It's the thing that hurts the most. Heartless would probably be ghosting, but the thing that hurts the most is the it's not you, it's me. Because there's nothing. It's so helpless. You can't do anything about it.
See, when I said let's unpack Riley, I didn't realize we were going to do it at the very end. That was good.
Thanks, man. Okay. I think I just laugh at my pain, but it's okay.
If a police officer was writing you a ticket, and they had pepper in their teeth. Would you tell them they have something in their teeth?
Ah, man, no. I don't think I would. I mean, he could be grateful.
Or she. He or she.
Yeah, I was sexist of me. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I wanted to keep it gender neutral on purpose because I feel like this is a humanity question.
If they could be very grateful and like, okay, hey, you know what? You did a nice thing. I'll do a nice thing. I'll... let you off with a warning.
Yeah, but this could also be terrible.
But it could also go, oh, now you're criticizing my appearance. I'm going to...
You think I didn't know I had pepper in my teeth?
Yeah, it's like...
You know what? You didn't know? You have a broken taillight. Yeah. Another ticket.
They go back there with the police wand and... Bah!
Yeah, smash. Oh, wow. Wow, yeah. This just...
That's brutality.
Whoa.
I probably wouldn't.
You probably wouldn't.
Yeah, because I'm already getting a ticket. The chances of them letting me off are not high enough to tell.
Yeah. No, yeah. I've refrained from answering these questions with you, but this is one I agree with you on. I would not say a word to them.
Yeah. I would say.
Now, if they gave me a warning, I think I would. I think I would.
Oh, no, because you have a chance. If you get a warning, you keep it moving. You don't say anything.
I would might preface it and say something like, hey, you know, my mom told me when I was a kid that a real friend will tell you when you have something on your face and you've got peppercorn in your teeth.
And we're friends now, so.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just something, you know, like I might preface it because I would hate for them to get back in their cruiser and see it in their teeth and be like, I just gave that dude a warning and he didn't tell me I had peppercorn in my teeth.
Yeah, I always try to keep both my hands on the wheel and my eyes forward anyways, though.
Yeah, okay, so no eye contact?
Barely. The one time I've been pulled over, I was also terrified because I was 18.
Yeah.
First ticket.
So when you got pulled over, what was your thought?
I was going incredibly fast, and he has every right to pull me over. I was going 66 and a 45.
Oh, man.
I was coming off. So in the little village that I live in, it's not really a village. It's more of a community. It's it goes from 55, and there's a curve, and it hits 45 when you get to that curve. I was going 66 into 55, which is still kind of speeding, but it's not bad. You know, I feel like 8-9 is kind of like the
cutoff. It's speeding, but it's not like extra.
Yeah, it's not like absurd. So I was going about 11 over. I hit that curve. I didn't slow down, and it got me right in the curve.
In Ramona?
In Ramona.
Oh, my goodness.
I was coming back from... It was like 10 o'clock, so I was probably coming back from Latrells.
All right, last lightning round question.
Nah, this has been surprisingly painless.
Well, I saved it for the last one, and I half expect you to cut it right here. Or maybe after I ask the question and we leave it open-ended. Elon Musk and Tom Brady are both drowning, and you can only save one. Who do you save?
Who's the second person?
Elon Musk and Tom Brady are both drowning. You can only save one. Who do you save?
Let's preface this by people might not know either one of those people. Elon Musk, dude who invented Tesla and SpaceX.
Hold on. You're taking too much time. Answer it and then preface.
And Tom Brady's a quarterback. Oh, man. Brady's already served his purpose to society by giving us 6 Super Bowl rings.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean.
Look. I'm hiding my face right now.
I don't. Okay, no. He's
that was cold.
He's a father. Elon Musk is dad now too. He has the kid with the letters in the name.
I don't know if the name. The numbers. The kid's name is Chi Alpha or something.
Yeah,
or Kyle or
yeah.
What it,
is. It has letters or numbers.
Yeah.
All names have letters, but it has numbers in this one.
I think the kid's name is Alpha Sigma Theta or something.
Yeah,
like
it's
that.
A fraternity.
I don't remember.
If I could only save one. I don't think I want to live in a world without one of them, so I'd probably jump in and all three of us die. Is that a cop-out answer?
That was super cop-out.
No, I mean, look, man.
Just cut the episode right there.
Okay, no, if we're looking at this logically, Elon Musk provides a lot to the improvement of the American society.
I've got nothing to lose. I'll tell you right now, I'd save Elon.
Yeah, Tom Brady has won 6 Super Bowls, brought joy to so many people. I know he has a bunch of kids and a wife, but I mean, Elon has a kid now. Yeah, I think he probably has a wife or maybe 6 of them. I don't know what Elon does in his spare time, but Elon Musk has a better chance to provide a lot more opportunity for, you know, improvement in the human race. And plus, he's an alien, so I'm not sure he drowns anyways. I think Elon Musk is an alien. So if he is an alien, I might just say Tom Brady because Elon's not going to die. This is such a hard question.
Wow.
Okay, I'm saving Elon, but if Elon turns out to be an alien, I'm going
to
go.
Like, if you roll up to save him and he's like, it's okay, kid, I've got gills. Yeah. I'm going to
Tom.
Yeah, yeah. Get Tom. Yeah.
I'm not sure I'm the most qualified to save Tom Brady because Tom Brady is also a professional athlete. And if he can't swim, that's his problem. So, yeah. I'm saving Elon.
If he can't swim, that's his problem.
He's a professional athlete.
That's what I'm going to take away from this.
He's a professional athlete.
I told you the painful one was at the end.
Yeah, if Michael Phelps can't run away, I mean, I'm not going to pick him up.
From what I understand, from what I understand, when Michael Phelps runs, it's to the food. That guy eats like 10,000 calories a day or something, right?
I think he did when he was training. I think he's retired now.
That's something I'd like to know. I'm going to call that guy.
Yeah. Dave, lightning round question for you as the host. If you could sit down, if you had to sit down and eat 10,000 calories of one thing in one sitting, what could it be?
I would pick something that's super high in calorie content, pizza.
You think you can house 10,000 calories of pizza in one sitting?
No.
I mean, it's super heavy.
No.
For me, I'm going potato chips.
I mean, like, the sitting is going to be 4 hours.
Yeah.
That's what it's going
to
be.
As long as you don't get up. I mean, you can go to the bathroom, but, like, you have to finish.
I don't even think I'd have to go to the bathroom, I'll be honest with you.
Well, for me, it'd be potato chips.
Yeah, that would probably get you there the fastest.
Yeah. Light. You can eat a couple of different bags. It's fine. Keep it moving.
Yeah, I don't like crunchy things. I'm not a big fan of crunchy things in my mouth. Pizza.
Yeah, fair enough. Anyways, I think this was good. This is it? It's over?
Yeah. Look, I'm going to put the microphone right here. Let's high five right next to it.
Okay. That's
solid. Yeah. Look at that spike.
That is a very large spike in the blue audio column. Anyways, thank you so much for listening to If Anyone Cares. My name is Riley James, the host of today's proceedings was Dave DeVille. You can follow the show at @ifanyonecares_ on Twitter, @RileyJamesIAC on Instagram, and @IamDavidDeVille on Instagram as well. Stay tuned for episode 50. It will be a celebration of If Anyone Cares and the journey it took to get here with your favorite guests and the guests that provided the best numbers and, frankly, my favorite guests, all four of them. So, congratulations to making it to the end of this episode. It is quite the accomplishment to be able to be here.
Indeed. Indeed. I've got to sign off. You ready?
Yeah. Oh, that was uncomfortable. for David DeVille, I'm Riley James. Actually, do you want to do this one?
Love, peace, and chicken grease.
Well, no. There's a sign off to every single show. For Riley James, I am David DeVille.
Oh, we're signing off.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. For Riley James, I'm David DeVille.
If anyone cares.